Mumford & Sons. Something happened with us maybe 2 weeks ago. We were just chilling at home on a Friday, not doing anything, but just going to go to sleep. And you know, and then we get a phone call from our lawyer, and he's like, man, what if I told you Marcus Mumford is wants you all to come to the show tonight and sing with them? So we get there, and it's easy for them to say, hey, all right, here's a song we all can sing. Tim Show, sing on our songs. Sure. But what's so unexpected is they go, hey, your guy's song, Love Like There's No Tomorrow, would you do that? What do you mean? Like, would you sing that song? Sure. Yeah. Great, because that's going to be our first encore. We do that, and the crowd just has a blast with it. But then we get a call the next day, can you guys come to Birmingham with us and do the same thing? Now, the reason why this is so important is that Thursday, that was a Saturday, that Thursday we had a show at Birmingham Club called the Saturn. The first time we did our show there, 35 people showed up.
That was last year.
Last year. Yeah. This time we had sold maybe 10 tickets more.
Before the show end.
I am like, I'm calling the promoter. I'm like, man, we need to pull out of this. Like, this is not going to look good, you know. And I'm like, I don't know why we can't get Birmingham. And Marcus Mumford calls us up. Now, he and I have been having a conversation about PTSD. Because I have that. That is one of the ailments I got in the war. PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder. So he knows this. Now, we do the same thing. We sing Love Like the Snow Tomorrow. Then we sing Tim's Show. The crowd is going nuts. They're loud. I'm not used to that. So it's automatically starting to be loud. And it's starting to like make me go, whoo, like this is a lot. Marcus grabs me, puts his arm around me. And he says, Michael, don't let PTSD steal this moment from you. You belong here. You belong here. Now let's go sell your show. And he walks me over to the microphone. And he says, the Warren Treaty have a show Thursday and you're going to go. You need to be there. Tell him, Michael. Come on, tell him. Tell him where it's at. Now we just met. We don't know one another. But we feel like we've known each other forever. And we're laughing and we're talking about the show. We walk off stage. He does that 5 more times within the rest of the night. Our show was packed. What courage and what honor and what humility. And he can only get that way being reared by people in your industry. Like Emmylou Harris, Jerry Douglas, who Jerry was there the night before with them.
Yeah.
Jerry Douglas, Ketch, and Old Crow. Mm-hmm. We learned that. And that's the responsibility you have as an artist when you are with people who you can call them peers, but when you're with legends,
Yeah. Your
responsibility is to sit at their feet
and learn.
Feed me. Yeah.